Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From Parsons to Teleco Plains, this is the Chad Brewitt Show on Midday 180. All real calls
know your Tennessee
our
geography.
Fake coach. And we always go straight to the phones. Tim is calling from Blaine, Tennessee. He calls every week. Hello there, Timothy.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Coach Brewitt.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, Brent. I have a couple of comments to make before I ask my question.
All right, make it quick, Tim, please.
Oh, big
okay,
rush.
My comment is I think that Brian Maher did very good first half as far as making some passes. He did very good. The second half, it was sort of a failed attempt, but he still did good in the second half. My question is, do you plan on making more pass attempts and or trying to mix it up with more running attempts? And I'll just hang up and listen to your answer.
Well, we definitely need to be able to run the football. Number one, helps keep the defense off the field. You can control the tempo, and it really kind of establishes an identity on the offensive side of the ball. But it's smart to take what they give you. I think our coaching staff has tried to do that offensively. I thought definitely in the first half you saw some positives on the offensive side of the ball, okay? And then if you look at the film defensively, the second half just turned the ball over a couple times, had a couple penalties that really hurt us that we couldn't overcome.
Tim, thanks for being so fast with your phone call this week. Oh, up next is Junior in McMinnville, Tennessee. Junior, represent us well, sir.
Well, I couldn't really hear you there, Junior.
But
I will say, Junior, I think you were asking about K-Ron from McMinnville, from Warren County. A guy by the name of Jonathan Hutton also played a little wideout back at Warren County back in the late 90s, early 2000s, was a heck of a player. I'll start out with K-Ron. He's fine. A wide receiver, quarterback, these guys rotate in and out. And we practice so fast that the ones are working with the twos and the threes and the fours back and forth. So these guys catch a lot of balls from spring, summer, and fall camp and group practice. I don't know what I can see a difference there.
We'll see if we can hear Michael in Maynardville, Tennessee, a little bit better. Mike, say hello to Coach Chad Brewitt.
Well, hey, Coach Brewitt. How are you tonight?
I'm good. You?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My question is, have we got a third-string quarterback, and what is his name? And I will hang up and listen to y'all.
Well, Michael, JT Shroud is a guy that's really worked hard and competed. When you look at our guys and go out there and watch them throw, JT does a really, really nice job. He's got lots of potential. He's a guy that is learning our offense, and I think he's got a chance to be a good player for us one day.
Excellent question, Michael in Maynardville. Thank you for the call.
Very audible.
Yes, it was. Next up is Kelly in Dandridge. Kelly, quick questions, long questions, you decide.
Hey, Coach, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Kelly.
Hey, Brett, happy birthday first off. Coach, I just wanted to ask two quick questions, and I'll let you guys talk. First off, with the new quarterback now, and I'm not a coach bash or never have been. I just follow you guys and love you, so no matter what. I just want to know, what would you think about involving sort of a West Coast offense? Because Maller seems to be the kind of guy that's pretty mobile and could operate that kind of an offense. And secondly, the defense, the only thing I see is guys are not wrapping up. And why is that? Please explain that to me.
Well, I think some of it, if you look at just talking defensively, there are three categories I look at every week when the game's over with. How many missed tackles, how many mental errors, how many loafs. The one thing about our football team this year, there's not been as many missed tackles as maybe some teams I've been around, you know. There were a few more the other night against Georgia, you know, hitting guys high, getting guys wrapped up. I think some of it might be who was carrying the football. We definitely have to do a better job of that. If you look at the yards after contact in that game, it definitely went to the Georgia side as opposed to our side. We got to do a better job of being knockback tacklers, being gang tacklers. And lots of time, those plays usually happen out in space. So we got to do a better job keeping them hemmed up.
That is this week's edition of the Chad Pruitt Show here on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Chad, well done, as always. And thanks to our callers, all real callers to the Vol Network.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Thanks to Junior and McMinnville.
Now, you guys don't do a phone call show at Titans. Titans Radio does, but you don't. Or I don't know if it's right. Titans Radio, pre and post game. But
no, not in pre or post. We don't take calls.
All right. But, I mean, you're involved in more radio than I am. Wouldn't it be natural to have, like, production meetings and discuss these things and make efforts to make it better?
Like, yes.
There seemed to be no efforts to make these. That one phone call was completely inaudible. You could tell there was somebody speaking. That's all you could tell.
So, Reed, that was as loud as the volume would get for Junior and McMinnville?
I can make it louder if you want me to.
No, not louder. I just want to see how low it actually was.
I want to see how much. Can you make it audible?
I can make it audible. Sounds like Paul, though, is wanting to have his own call-in radio show. Paul Calls coming up tonight at 6 p.m. on 104.5.
That'd be great. Jason Martin would give up that space.
The Vol Network will produce.
Chad used to be dying to give up that space, but Jason Martin, I don't think, is willing
here is Junior
to give it away.
Yeah, let me hear how loud this guy was.
Hey, how are you all tonight?
Good, Junior.
Quick question. How is the status on Tyron Calvert?
When it comes to offense and quarterback,
can you tell the difference on the chemistry with your wide receivers connecting with the different quarterbacks?
Are they only allowed to call from caves?
Here's the thing. I don't think
what is going on?
I don't think Bob Kessling has control over the phones.
What? Well, shouldn't he demand it?
Yeah, he should be able to hang up on someone you can't hear.
He doesn't care.
Go to the next call.
The answer here is that he doesn't care.
I don't know if it feels like there's too much going on around him with that. I don't know.
And then the final one I want to just play a portion of, Reed, the one that really got me laughing, was Kelly and Dandridge, who starts out his call. He's got clear connection and then wastes all that clear connection time hemming and hawing that he's on the line with Jeremy Pruitt, and then his phone starts to die as he gets to his actual question. Here's Kelly.
Hey, Coach, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Kelly.
Hey, Brett, happy birthday, first off.
Thank you, sir.
Coach, I just wanted to ask two quick questions, and I'll let you guys talk. First off, with the new quarterback now, and I'm not Coach Bash or never.
And we're done. Yeah, at that point, you're like, you've got to get a better connection there, Kelly. Thank you.
It's just
just hang up on him and say he wanted to ask about Brian Maurer, like if that's what it says on the screen.
You know what I think is remarkable? We are talking so much thematically about inconsistency from the Titans of Tennessee. And this show provides such consistency.
It's
really remarkable.
Well, if you're wondering why Kessling was trying to hurry along Tim, this is Tim from last week.
Okay.
Hello, Coach Pruitt.
Hello, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a CFL.
Very good.
I've always loved Tennessee football. I'm forward to it every year. I get killed by people and try to see for the first time. My question is, I know Aaron Pano was a high school standout up north, New Jersey, I think he was. But he doesn't speak the college football scene as far as I'm concerned, and I think a lot of other people think the same thing. I just wonder if you had an answer as for a backup quarterback that could replace him
if needed, and maybe, you know, carry on the Vols tradition of trying to win games.
Tim and Blaine has called in the last 2 weeks.
52 seconds.
Also, yeah. Coach, what's the name of the backup long snapper?
You have what's a third the name string quarterback? Of the third
if you have a third string quarterback, what's his
that
name?
Was great.
What's his name?
There's no Google in Maynardville, apparently.
No Wi-Fi at all.
People are telling me about this Google, Coach. You know anything about that?
Google it up. Google it up.
That's a blaster in the past. Who remembers the context of that?
Google it up.